Welcome to B Movie Bliss. Ladies, gentlemen, and intergalactic slugs with a perchant for B Movie Podcast, welcome to another tantalizing episode of B Movie Bliss. I'm your host, Brian, the fearless explorer of cinematic wonders, in this case, cinematic blunders. Today, we're diving headfirst into the gooey, alien-infested mayhem that is Night of the Creeps. Now, before we embark on this cosmic journey, I want you to imagine a world where aliens, zombies, and college students with questionable taste and fashion collide. Got it? Great. Now add a dash of 80s nostalgia, a sprinkle of puns so cheesy that they make a lactose intolerant person cringe, and voila. You've just concocted the perfect recipe for tonight's cinematic feast. But first, a quick disclaimer. If you're looking for Oscar-worthy performances, cutting-edge CGI, or a plot that makes perfect logical sense, you might be in the wrong universe. We're here to revel in the absurd, bask in the glow of practical effects that were groundbreaking in the 80s, and, of course, to answer the old question, can a movie be so bad that it's good? Spoiler alert, yes. Yes, it can. Now, let's strap on our flamethrowers, don our detective hats, and wade knee-deep into the sludge of Night of the Creeps. Because, let's face it, who needs high-budget blockbusters when they can have intergalactic slugs causing chaos on a college campus? So, my fellow seekers of cinematic enlightenment, grab your popcorn, your favorite beverage, and prepare to be thrilled, chilled, and maybe a little bewildered. This is B-Movie Bliss, where the films are bad, the jokes are worse, and the joy is immeasurable. Stay tuned, and let the bliss begin. The film launches with a otherworldly prologue involving extraterrestrial experiments gone awry. The over-the-top special effects immediately set the tone for the roller coaster of absurdity that is Night of the Creeps. It is as if the filmmakers decided to throw everything, including the intergalactic kitchen sink, into the mix. We're swiftly transported to 1959, where prom night is disrupted by an alien experiment. The sequence, a delightful homage to B-movie sci-fi horror, is both amusing and eerily captivating. The dialogue, laden with nostalgic tropes, is delivered with a straight face that adds to the film's charm. Fast forward to 1986, and we find ourselves on a college campus where the characters are as quirky as they come. The film's self-aware humor shines through as it navigates between horror and comedy effortlessly. The dialogue is sharp, laden with references, and delivered with a wink to the audience. Enter Detective Ray Cameron, a hard-boiled cop with a tragic past. Tom Atkins, with his deadpan delivery and world-weary demeanor, becomes the unexpected comedic anchor of this film. His interactions with the eccentric characters inject humor into the unfolding chaos, and you can't help but root for this grizzled detective. The central premise, involving slug-like creatures turning humans into zombies, is as bizarre as it sounds. The special effects, while not groundbreaking, add a certain retro charm to the zombie mayhem. The film revels in its low-budget roots, turning every scene into a testament to the filmmaker's commitment to creating something uniquely entertaining. What makes Night of the Creeps stand out is its self-awareness. It takes horror cliches and turns them on their head, creating a meta-narrative that invites viewers to revel in the absurdity of the genre. The characters, while seemingly one-dimensional, surprise us with unexpected depths that add layers to the narrative. As the chaos reaches its peak, the film delivers a climax that is both explosive and comically over the top. Chainsaws, flamethrowers, and a showdown with the alien menace culminate in a crescendo of chaos that is as satisfying as it is ludicrous. As the credits roll, accompanied by a soundtrack that encapsulates the essence of the 80s, I find myself applauding the audacity of Night of the Creeps. It's a film that doesn't aspire to be a highbrow masterpiece, but it revels in the joy of being a delightful mess of horror and humor. Night of the Creeps earns its stripes as a cult classic that thrives in the realm of so bad it's good. With its tongue firmly in cheek, it takes the audience on a nostalgic journey through horror tropes and B-movie madness. For lovers of cinematic eccentricity, this is a gem that balances thrills, chills, and laughs in a way that only a true cult classic can. So, on the so bad it's good scale, I'm going to give this one an 8 out of 10. It's a must watch. Well, B-movie enthusiasts, it's time again to wrap up another spine-tingling episode of B-Movie Bliss. Tonight, we've ventured into the creepy-crawly world of Night of the Creeps, where slugs and fraternity parties collide in a way that makes you question everything you thought you knew about college life. I don't know about you, but after watching that movie, I'm seriously reconsidering my plans to pledge to the Sigma Slug Fraternity. I hear invitations involve a lot of slimy handshakes. A big shout out to our sponsor, Exterminator Express. Because when the slugs start taking over, you'll want someone on speed dial who can handle the job discreetly and with a sense of humor. Now, as we bid farewell to the intergalactic parasites and their love for brains, I can't help but reflect on the deeper meaning behind it all. Perhaps Night of the Creeps is a cautionary tale, reminding us all to be wary of alien slugs and prom dates with suspiciously perfect hair. Before we disappear into the night like a fraternity brother avoiding his overdue library books, I want to express my gratitude to all our listeners. You make diving into the bizarre world of B-movies worth every minute, even when it feels like we're knee-deep in alien slugs. Don't forget to follow us on social media for updates, memes, and the occasional existential crisis brought on by B-movie plot twist. And if you enjoyed the show, leave us a review. It's like giving us a virtual high five, but less slimy. So, until next time, my fellow creep busters, keep your flamethrowers at the ready, your hair gel in check, and remember, even in the midst of creepy crawlies, laughter is the best form of bug repellent. This is Brian, signing off from the B-Movie Bliss Bug Zapping Station. Stay blissful, stay vigilant, and most importantly, stay weird. Good night, Slayer of Slugs.